From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in the largest transfer so far. 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates. The release of a dozen Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves 61 detainees at Guantanamo as the Obama administration tries to close the facility before it leaves office in January. An administration official overseeing the closure said its continued operation weakens U.S. national security, drains resources, damages relationships with other nations, and emboldens extremists. Our Nicholas Pellerino, visiting professor at Georgetown University, questions the administration's position.
I understand President Obama's ideas about what Guantanamo Bay is doing to damage U.S. credibility around the world. But you have to contrast that point to many of our leaders believe that we are at war with the jihadist movement around the world.
A leading Republican lawmaker, Congressman Ed Royce, denounced the move, saying it puts American lives at risk. But an Amnesty International spokesperson said keeping it open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore human rights. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu Monday was declared winner of Thursday's election against opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema, whose party denounced the outcome as fraudulent. Spokesman Jack Mwimbu said the Electoral Commission ignored their claims.
We made several representations to them. They never listened to us.
The party plans to appeal to the country's constitutional court. The commission said Mr. Lungu won just over 50% of the vote, avoiding a second-round runoff. Hichilema received just under 48%. Mr. Lungu defeated Hichilema in a snap election called last year. This is VOA News. Media reports quote Russia's defense minister is saying Moscow and Washington are close to beginning joint military action against militants in the northern Syrian city Aleppo. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau Monday said she had nothing yet to announce.
We do speak regularly with Russian officials about ways to strengthen the cessation of hostility, improve humanitarian access, and bring about conditions necessary to find a political solution to the conflict.
The two governments have reportedly been holding talks in Geneva. In Aleppo, Syrian forces Monday reportedly repelled a rebel advance, forcing them to retreat from positions captured a day earlier. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he will consider a UN plan to send 4,000 troops to his country to help restore order following last month's violence. Initially, his government expressed opposition to the Security Council plan. Speaking to Parliament Monday, he called for negotiations on the best way forward.
Already there are people who are accusing the Tigono of refusing and fighting the UN. I want to confirm on this great day that this is not accurate appraisal of our position.
He also announced an investigation into last month's violence that killed hundreds. Suspected Kurdish rebels Monday are believed to have been behind the detonation of a car bomb outside a police station in southeast Turkey, killing at least six, including some policemen. More than 20 others were wounded. Officials in California continue battling raging wildfires, while in Louisiana, authorities search for survivors of torrential rains that produced flooding. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards Monday toured damaged areas of his state.
This is an unprecedented historic flood event all across South Louisiana, and it has presented tremendous challenges to everyone.
At least six have died. Some 20,000 were forced to evacuate their homes, following more than 60 centimeters of rainfall that fell in just 3 days. In California, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed and thousands have been forced to flee the so-called Clayton Fire north of San Francisco. New York police have charged a suspect with a double homicide and two counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the killing of a Muslim imam and an associate. 35-year-old Oscar Morel of Brooklyn is accused of killing Imam Maulama Akunji and Thara Uddin Saturday after they left a mosque in the city's borough of Queens. He was arrested after being caught on video for a hit-and-run traffic accident. China Tuesday launched the world's first quantum satellite into orbit that scientists hope will develop the ability to send communications that can't be compromised by hackers. State media said it will allow secure communications between Beijing and the rest of northwest region of Xinjiang. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.